Ian daf vav amud beis. Amar Abayim, and 6 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye la milse ida amri. Abaye wanted to be chaylik. But the raya that Rav Hananya brought, the rabbi that took for coin, meitina isimiyodai. Because if not, how are sveikis nechnosim ladir? And Abaye said it's not raya. It could be the case of sveikis nechnosim ladir speaking about. We have 9 that are chuyiv, mechuyiv amaisa ba'ime, and the sofik is memon of shech. If this is momen yisrael, so he have 10. And if it's momen koyin, so b'chal does no chuyiv amaisa ba'ime. So Omar Abaye, lav milsi da omri. This dichoy that I had said is not true. The sveike lav bar asirihi. If there is a sofik, is this maise beime or not maise beime? So even though I have a cheshbon of mimon nefshech, but cheshbonis don't help by maise beime. There's a loche that one has to know clearly that this is asiri vade. This nan we learned in the Mishneh. Kofetz echod min hamenuyim l'soicham. One started taking out, letting behemoths out from the deer. He started counting 1, 2, 3, and then one of the menuyim jumped back into the deer. His kulam pturim, so fully you'll have 1,000 behemoths there. They're all potter. Visalke daitach sveike boi asuri. If we will say that even though there's a sofik, I'm not sure if this is maise beime, not maise beime, there's a chiyev to be mafresh maise beime, la'asa mimonavshech, so afilu yev kofetz echad min amenuyim, can still give maise. You make a cheshbon. If the 10 that are coming out, all 10 are bachiyuve, the money is not in this 10, so it's maisa behemoth. Bilav bachiyuve, and if in these 10 that come out, so they are not really 10, because one of the 10 is the monoi, is nifter beminyan haroi. So those who come out are nifter b'minyan haroi. We'll see exactly in Rashi what the halacha b'minyan haroi is. The Omar Rove or the Omar Rabbe b'minyan haroi poiter. That is a poiter of minyan haroi. So l'chayrem, we have an, why does it say kulam pturim? We could be mafrish maise behemah, and all the 10 that come out that are mechuyev maise behemah, so you have maise behemah. If you have 10 which are in reality 9, so be potter als minyan haroi. Elamai islach lemeimah. So why are they all pturim? Asiri vadai omar rachmone v'loy asiri sofik. Achinami asiri vadai omar rachmone b'loy asiri sofik. Alad asirashi. Sotrashi kofatz echot min amenuyim. Hoye ma'aser tloy. He was ma'aser tloy. Kehischel limnois kshoyu yoitzim bepesach adir. Started counting as they started leaving the opening of the deer. Before he came to the 10th one, Kofatz echad min amenuyim l'soich adir. Now one of the menuyim went into the deer, ve'enei makirei, he doesn't recognize which is the money, is kulam pturim. So all the behemoths are part of a ma'isa behemoth. Bein oison sheyotzu, those that previously had gone out before the money jumped back in. Bein oison shebesoichadir, and all the behemoths that are in the deer also part of a ma'isa behemoth. Vafilohim elef, even though you have 1,000 behemoths inside the deer. Merashi explains, sheyotzu pturim, those that went out are potter, mishum minyan haroi. What does minyan haroi mean? Sheksha monon, when he started counting them. Hoya ha minyan, roi lahashlim. That means he started counting, 1, 2, 3. Now, these three, there was in the deer, 7 more behemoths that can pater these three, and the 10th one will be Maisa Behemoth. Falove Lichla Maisa. So when these three came out, there was a minion in the deer that could be Mashlam mit Maisa. Vamrinen Bibchairis, the Gemara says in Bchairis, Vachim Asin Elo, Minyan Horoi Poita. So Mamela, so the three that came out were Nifta already. Alts Minyan Horoi. Boisan Shebesai Chadir Pturim. Those who were in the deer were Potem B'shem Ze Hamuriv. Because of the monoi that is mixed up in the deer. The Chola Sheyaver Tachas Ashevet Omar Rahmona V'loi Shekvar. So the monoi cannot go into the minyan because it was over already. So memeila v'chol chad b'inayu sofik kvar overhu. Each behemoth that is in the deer is a sofik. Maybe this is part of a ma'isa behemoth. Maybe this is the monoi. So it's a sofik ma'isa behemoth. V'isal kedai tech sveike. If you will say the way Abai had wanted to say, that by a suffix, he could also give Ma'isa Beim and Mimon of Shech, Shem Ayasa Ketairach HaMitzvim, that maybe he is making a proper Hafrosh. So Nasrino Lahanoch, the Beseich Adir, Mimon of Shech, let's be mafrish maisa to all those animals that are in the deer. Now Rashi explains what we're going to do. Kol yud sheyotzin. I have 1,000 animals in the deer. So kol yud sheyotzin im maisa shalem ba'achir choroihu uchigayin shloyotzoy se'akoyfetz l'soychan chapir kamaisa. So I have 1,000 animals. Now 10 will come out. So I'll make him a monofshech. If these 10 that come out, the money is not in this 10, it's gebaldik. So the 10th one is ma'isa behemoth. V'ilav bar chiyuve, and if in these 10, there's not really 10, because the money is in this 10, k'goin oison asoro sheyotzo ze letoicham. These are, in these 10, the monoi is one of the 10. Ve'ein asiri shalahem ma'isa. So, in reality, when 10 come out, it's not 10, it's 9. Nifturu min ha'ma'isa be'minyan haroi. So there's a p'tur of minyan haroi. Shemone aleph beis gimu. Oyu bedir tloim halbei. There were a lot of tloim in the deer. Sheiroin lahashlim upaitron minyonoi. Now we'll come to Taisvis, we'll explain this a little better. But Rashi says, we have over here that means let us see when I count to 10, it's really 9, but I have in the deer, I have other behemoths, which will pata. That's minyan haroi. The Om Arove Bibchoires Minyan Aroi Poyter. And what is the din Minyan Aroi Poyter? Hoya loy yud ploy. A person had 10 sheep. Umana chomesh, and he counted 5. Umeis echot min she'ena menuyim. And now, so you had 5 more in the deer, and if things would have gone good, so when the next 5 would come out, the 10th would be Maisa Bay. What happened, La Maisa? One of those inside the deer died. So now, I cannot make Maisa Behema anymore, because I only have 9 animals. So the din is, Hamnuyim Pturim. The 5 that went out are Potter for Maisa Behema. B'she'ein Hamnuyim, now the 4 that are left over, Mitztarfin L'goyren Acha, She'yivodu Leit, that means like this. I had 10 animals and I made my sabayim. I only possessed 10 animals and I put them all in a deer and gebaldik. We're making the mitzvah of my sabayim. Now, when one of the tloyim die inside the deer, so the 5 that went out, since when they were going out, there was another 5 in the deer, they were roi lehipoter with maisa behime. When none of the animals would have died, they would have been potter. There was a minion inside the deer that's roi to potter it with maisa behime. So the 5 that went out, even though there never was a maisa behime, the 5 that went out are potter already. Now there's 4 left over, so the 4, I wait till other animals will be born, and I'll be mitzar of them to a goyren with the other animals. That means now I don't have a goyren, so I'll wait till the other animals will be born, and then I'll put them together and we'll make a new deal. Yitztarfu mimelu. Fine, that's the 4. Avol hamnuyim, but those 5 that went out already, Turim b'minyin haroi. They're potter as minyin haroi. V'yalef lo ma'asher yaver v'loi shekva over. Kol asher yaver tachas ha'shovet is a chiv of ma'aser behime, but the one that went already is potter. Sh'me demisha over tachas ha'shovet le'olo v'yode la'aser, and there was no ma'aser, shuv einay ma'virei pam acheres, he doesn't have to go again. When already, Shivodu Loitloim Letzarefim. I don't have to say, well, these 4 that went out, there was no Afroshis Maisa Behim on them, so let's wait till more Behemoths will be born. I don't have to say that. These 4 that Shvaover, they're Potter for Maisa Behim, a guten Tov. The 4 that are left in the deer, those 4 I have to be Metzaref to another guy. So Lechayre, I have a kasha. Al kaponim, the kasha was Abaye the Cheshbin. Again, when we see Tosfos, we'll explain a little better the inyan of minyan haroi. But al kaponim, Abaye had a gavaldik Cheshbin. He had 1,000 behemoths, and I could take care of all 1,000 behemoths, and I would solve all problems. And it says, I don't do anything without these 1,000 behemoths, and all these 1,000 behemoths are possible by my shabim, and I couldn't talk. So, why do you do such a thing? Why don't I make a frosha of every 10 ma'isa behema? And the Mamon Meshach, either it's ma'isa behema or it's potat minyanavi. Alamai yisloch lamaima. Lomo laichaivu la'asa mimon Meshach. Why don't we make ma'isa mon Meshach? Either it's ma'isa behema or it's potat minyanavi. So kochoch the teretz is asiri vaday hitzrach chosav la'asa. The whole chiyuv of giving ma'isa is if the 10th one is vaday ma'isa. Lehitzrach la'asa as asofik. But if the 10th one is could be it's ma'isa beima, could be it's not ma'isa beima, there's no chiyuv of a froshes ma'isa, of a sofik ma'isa beima. V'chol asiri shebekan, sofikain, if I'm gonna take these 1,000 behemoths, So each tenth one is a sofik. Maybe it's a tenth, maybe it's not a tenth. Shafilu yotza aptu b'chamishi, the ptu went out number five, but shuv ein asiri kare siri alachi. The asiri that went out is not an asiri, is a ninth one. Shaptu einay minamini. So Mamela, so I have a suffix, which is the tenth, which is not the tenth. So there is no din of Afroshes Maisa Behemah if I have a suffix. Now, the Vayel, let us learn, we have the three Tosfos and Bov Amud Beis. Vitisha Lapotre, let's first learn these Tosfos and then we'll learn the Tosfos of Kofat. We still have to come back to Peter. But let's first learn these three Tosfos. Vetisha lav bar asurininu. That means this was a bias dichui. A bias said, that would have said asfakis nifnosan ledir. She made a nekimte, it's speaking about that the Yisrael has nine vade behemis, and this sofik, and Ramanav Shech, if the sofik is mom and koyin, so b'chal is no chiyiv of afroshes maisa. If the sofik is not mom and koyin, so it's mom and Yisrael, so there's a chiyiv of afroshes maisa. That was Abayis kash. The ein tzorich letzalfoy legoinen acher dleibo lo oilam lechlal chiyiv vaday. Now, Tosfos asks, what is Pshat in Abaye? Abaye made in the Kimte, Abaye made in the Kimte as follows, that it's speaking about, I have nine, the soul possesses by nine Vade Behemis, and the Sofik. And if the Sofik is Mom and Koyin, so no problem, so you only have nine Behemis. Nine Behemis is no Chiev to be Mafresh on them. So Tosfos says, Amoyo de Kekasha. Nine behemis, there's no chiyuv to be mafresh. Wait. You have, in your deer, you have other behemis that then will boris, and they'll give birth. And then you'll have ten behemis. But the Abaye said, there's no problem. If the suffix is mom and koyin, so he's potter. I mean he's potter. Wait. Today, he has nine behemis. Tomorrow, there'll come new behemoths to the deer. So you'll have 10 behemoths. What was Abaye's answer? No problem. And we just had a Rashi that mentioned this. Rashi just said, by the din of Minyan Haroi, if five went out, and then one inside the deer died, so the other four, what do you do with them? You're four behemoths? You're not there. Well, four behemoths, you're potter. Four behemoths, you'll wait till get born other behemoths, till I'll get another six behemoths. And then we'll make a new deer. So what pshat in Abaye? That's Tosfos kash. So Tosfos says, "Dein tzorich letzalfei legoyren acher leibo leolam lechlal chiyev vaday." That means as follows. Now let us just say what the halacha of a goyren is. There's a mitzvah of meiser behemah. There's a mitzvah. If you have ten behemahs, if you have ten behemoths, there's a mitzvah to put them into a deer and let them out one by one, and the tenth will be ma'aser behemoth. That's a mitzvah. Let us just clear two shilos. What'll be the din? I have now five behemoths. I have five behemoths. So I'll go, or even if I have ten behemoths, I'll go and sell them. I'll sell the behemoths. I'll shech the behemoths. I won't take them, I won't be mafrish ma'aser behemah. So be'etzem, if you do that, you're mevatel a mitzvah aseh. But the behemah's a mutter, I mean if you sell it. So you don't have 10 behemahs, finish, you don't. But it's not tevel, it's not pshat as I have 10 behemahs, so they're tevel till you mafrish ma'aser behemah. No, they're not tevel, they're not. So Tosfos says as follows. If I have now 9 behemoths plus the suffix. And we're assuming, let's say the suffix is mamakai. Say I have 9 behemoths. When I have 9 behemoths now, I'm not mechuyev to wait till I'll get 10 and then make a goyren with the 10. I'm not mechuyev to do such a thing. I have 9 behemoths now. I can sell all 9. I couldn't talk. There's no such thing. Because these 9 behemoths never became mechuyev. So it's not, there's no chiyev. I should wait till it'll be born and it'll become a chiyev. There's no such frumkeit whatsoever. Vashem Hashem, there's no chiyev, there's nothing. With that, what we had by minyan horoi, we had an inyan that if I had 10 and 5 went out and 1 died, so these 4 became a chiyev already. That means I had once 10. So there was already chal achiv to be mafresh maisa behema from these 10. Now one of the behemoths inside died, so I can be mafresh maisa behema on the 4 that are left over. Since achiv was already chal, so no. Then you mechuyev to wait till be born more behemoths. Already was chal achiv maisa behema on you. So now don't shecht it, don't sell it, wait. Till they'll be born other behemoths, and you'll be able to mimikav the mitzvah of ma'aser behemah. But if the never as yet was chal achiyev, there's no flumkeit whatsoever to wait till become achiyev. I'm not mechuyev to do that. So that's what Abaye said. So Abaye said, if you have 9 and a suffix, you have no problem. If the suffix is yours, so you have 10, make ma'aser behemah. If the suffix is not yours, you have 9. Sell them. You don't have any problem. You don't have a problem what to do. Dein tzorich letzafoy legoyren achat, leibo leoylam lechal chiyev vadai, because they never became mechuyev yet. I only have 9 and 1. So on the tzad, the 1 is mine, so I have a 10, so I was mafresh ma'aser behema. On the tzad, the 1 is mommy kohen, so I'm not mechuyev. So I can sell them. I don't have to wait till I'll have 10. V'davka hechidahav asore mitchile. But if there were, I possessed 10 already. That was the case of minyan aroi. I possessed 10. 5 went out. And now one died inside, so the 4 that are still inside, there was already chal on them a chiyuv of ma'aser behemah. So now what I do with them, I don't have any more behemahs, so then the din is wait. Since there was already chal on you a chiyuv to be mafresh ma'aser behemah on these 4, because before the one died, you had 10. So already was chal on you a chiyuv, so then you have to go and wait till it'll be noilet another 6, and you'll be mafresh. Thus, that's what Taisa says. V'davka eichad avasore metchile hu de'itzlech l'tzalfoy l'goyren ach. If you had already, if there was already, you had vaday 10, and then you lost the 10, then you mechuyev to be mitzarev those that are left over to make a new goyren and be mafresh ma'isavay. That's that. Now let's go to the last taisvis. Lepatroi bebinyan horoi. So here the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said, I have 1,000 behemoths. So the Gemara said, I have 1,000 behemoths. So it says, all of them are potter. So the Gemara said, well, why all of them are potter? Let's make every 10th ma'aser. Every 10th will be ma'aser, and the 10, that the 10th is take ma'aser, so it's potter, you are mafresh ma'aser on it. The 10, that the 10th was not ma'aser, so be potter al t'minyan haroi. That was what the Gemara said. Taimo, frektoisvis, the hochelo shayich minyan haroi. This whole cheshbon that the Gemara says, they have 1,000 behemoths, and Tosfos in the Gemara said, so each 10 is, will be done separately. Either it's potter alts afroshes meiser, or it's potter alts minyan haroi. For Tosfos, the loishayich, the hoche loishayich minyan haroi. V'loi shayich elaheiche da'ein ki ma'asore. The whole concept of minyan aroi is applicable in such a case. He had 10 behemoths. V'hischil limnois, and he started counting, 5. U'meis echon mehem, now one inside died. V'ein kan yud, now I don't have yud. So what's the, because I only have 4 left in the deal. So what's with those that went out? Those that went out, there's no Maisa Behem on them. So there's a concept of Minyan Horoi. That means, but when the 5 went out, there were 5 alive inside the deer. And these 5 inside the deer were a potential, I had a potential Maisa Behem. I had 5 that could patter the first 5. So even though, so when the first 5 were not, they get patted already, because I had inside a 5 which could be mashlum, the sheer maisa, and the patre. Because I had 5 there. So memela, so even though I end up with 4 inside, I don't have a behemoth to patre to be maisa on the 5 that went out, but when they went out, there was a minyan horoi lahashlim, so that's sufficient. So afilachi pturim oisam sheyotzu lo yitztarfu legeiran ache. Those who went out, we will not be mitzarfim legeiran ache. Kiven shetchilas yitziyosam, when they first went out, hoya roi lahashlim haminyan. Aval hoche. But over here, I have here 1,000 behemoths. I have here 1,000 behemoths. Sheyesh be'eda harbei. Yashlem ha-minyin. So here, the whole concept of minyan haroi is, if I ended up without 10, without a 10th. So now there's a dit. But when they went out, there was a 10th, so they became potter. But I suspect, Amir Dikekash, over here you have 1,000 behemoths. I'll start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fine. The 10. Now, I'll ask you a question. Is this the 10th? I don't know. Could be, I don't know where the money is. Maybe it's the 10th. Maybe it's the 9th. Fine. I don't know. So we can go further. 11. We're going further. The 11. So now, I'll say like this. If the 10th was the 10th, that means the first 10 that came out was all 10, no minuyim. So this 11th is the first of the new minyan. I'm starting again. 1 to 10. If the monoi came out in the middle, so the 10th, what I call the 10th, was really the 9th. So the 11th is number 10. The din is, by Maisa Behema, you don't have to call it anything. If it's the 10th, it's the 10th. That means the 10th Behema that comes out without any kriya whatsoever is the 10th. It's automatically, it's Maisa Behema. So Memela, so Taisva says, so if I have my 1,000 behemoths, I'm gonna count 10, 10, 10, 10. Halachically, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go the whole, all 1,000 behemoths, I'm gonna mafresh 10. Now, I'm just gonna ask a Rav, can you please tell me what the din is? The Rav will explain to me what the din is. The Rav will tell me like this. The 10th is Sofik Maisa Behemoth. Sofik not Maisa Behemoth. Fine. Halachically. For Sofik Maisa Behem, maybe it's the 10th. The 11th is a Sofik Maisa Behema. Sofik the first. Right? I don't know. And that's gonna be. So that means after the first 10, so all those that went out, although after 11 Behemas went out, I'll ask a Shaila, Why are the first nine potter? If I catch why the first 9 is potter, because the 10th one came out. Which is the 10th one? I'll tell you the truth. I don't know. Maybe the 10th one is the 10th. Maybe the 10th one is the 11th. I don't know. But you're asking me, Ashayla, why the 9 that went out, why they're potter? Because you don't need Minyan Haroi over here. Minyan Haroi was only said when you don't have 10. I had 10 to begin with. 5 went out. 4, there were 5 inside. Not one died inside. So I don't have 10. Then you have. So what's going to be with the 5 that already went out? Oh, there's a new lumdis of Minyan Haroi that since when they went out, there was another 5. The pot. But now, you have to say Minyan Haroi. You can't say the pot because a 10th came out. There's no 10. Because one of them died inside. But over here in our case, I have 1,000 behemoths. So we're going to go. So Memela, I'm going to start counting. So Memela, so all those that go out, after the 10th and 11th went out, so the halacha will be that the 9 are potter because the 10th came out. Because the 10th is either the 10th or the 11th, but the 10th came out. So that's why the 9 are potter. What will be with the 10th and 11th? Yeah, the Rav will say the suffix. It's a suffix. Ma'aseh Behemah. Suffix, not Ma'aseh Behemah. You'll ask a rabbinic authority what you do with a suffix Ma'aseh Behemah. Okay, that's what you do. But the 9, there's no problem why the first 9 are potter. The first 9 are potter because the 10th behemoth eventually came out, either number 10 or number 11. Fine. Oh, Ya'avol hochet sheyesh be'eda harbei. We have here 1,000 behemoths. Yashlim haminyin. So here I have the 9 that come out are potter because I have a 10th that's going to come out afterwards. V'yei asiri v'yod alef kodesh. So the 10th and the 11th will be kodesh misafik. Biyikra l'shneim asiri misafik. I mean, there's a mitzvah to of a kriya shem, so I'll call both of them 10. If it's 10, it's 10. If it's the 11th, agavuche, so it won't be 10, it'll be the first, because there's a din, God, by Ma'isa Behema, Kore la Asiri Chi, Vula Achadosar Asiri, the Asiri is Kodesh. But that's only if you call the Asiri 9, and you call the 11th one 10, then there's a special din, the 10th one becomes Kodesh. Here I call the 10th one, if it's Taka the 10th, I call the 10. So the 11th one is really nothing. So the 10th and the 11th are, the 11th is suffix 10, suffix 1. That's what it is. Mikol Hashem Asiri Misafik. Im Yeshmoni B'Neim Im Lav. V'chein Yaseh V'chol Achadosa. And now I'm going to go through the whole deer of 1,000 behemoths, the way Rashi put it. I'm going to go through the whole deer and I'm going to go that, and the 10th and the 11th is going to be, I start the 11th is suffix 1, suffix, and then I go by to 10 and 11. Ubachoyno, and now, let's see, I'm left over after all I don't know which, where I'm up to now, because at the 10th and 11th is suffix. Shloyish shoyer asori, it's tafel agayrim acher. That means it's left over 5 in the gayrim. Since they won the chuyiv, so I'll be mitzvahed to another goyim. These 5 will also make problems in the next goyim, because maybe the money is over there. But Taisus freks, a moira dike kasha, where do you have minyan haroi over here? The whole concept of minyan haroi is only applicable when you don't have 10. Then you have minyan haroi. Here you have 10. Which is the 10th? Either the 10th or the 11th. So Tosfos blames by Akasha. The Gemara said, well, you can solve all problems either with Minyan Aroi. Where Minyan Aroi? What's Minyan Aroi? That is Tosfos Kasha. The Shita Mekabetzes brings down a teretz from the Sar Mikutzi, and the Sar Mikutzi says as follows. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz also says the same teretz. No, the Gemara meant like this. Let us go. Let's make a simple case, and then from the simple case, we can multiply it to make 4,000 behemoths also. But let's talk about a simple case. I have 20 behemoths in the deer. And now, if the 4 behemoths come out, I'm going to go and one jump back in. So I have 17 behemoths inside. 17 behemoths inside the deer, 16 that are machuyev, and one that's a mono. That's what I have. Okay. So I'm going to go like this. I'm going to go. Go by 4 went out. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 went out. Now, the first 10 that went out, so I'll say, well, is this really 10 or 9? I don't know. Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's 9. Now I'm going to make a new Pesach. Not the same door. We're going to make a new door. And for every 10 behemoths, we're going to make a new door. New door. So Mamela, so now we're going to make a new door, a new Pesach. Now from the new Pesach, we're going to go again weiter. 1, 2, 3, 4, till 10. 1 is going to be left in the ear, and 10 went out. Now let's make a cheshbon. If in the first, let's talk about the first one. The first one, 10 came out. I don't know, is it 10 or 9? I don't know if it's 10 or 9. If it's 9, from this door is not going to come out another one. I'm making new doors for each atrasachloi. For each minion, I'm going to make a new Pesach. So now it's like this. If by the first 10 that came out, if there's really 9, I'm not gonna send out an 11th one the way Taisva said. 9 came out, that's it. These 9 are potter als minyan haroi, because I have in the deer enough behemoths to pater. That means when it started going out, when each behemoth went out from the first Pesach, so I had enough behemoths in the deer to pater each behemoth. So if we will assume that by the first 10 that went out, it's really 9, a 10th one is not going to come out from this door anymore. But, so these 9 will be potter als minyan haroi, because I have in the deer enough behemoths that could become mice. But I'm not going to send it out. Now I'm going to go make a new door. I have a new door, so it's coming out from the second door, 10. So, weiter. If this is 10, gewaltig. The first was 10, is gewaltig. So you know the one which is left over, that's the money, gewaltig. If the second one is 9, that means the money is in the second one. The first one was 10, the second one is dot. So, the one that's left, I'm giving me mitzarev to another geirah. But if 9 came out from the second one, so inside the deer, there's one left, that's minyan haroi, that could be mashlamit. So that means I'm not going to do the cheshbon that Taisus did. Taisus went into a cheshbon that you're going to end up with 2 behemoths, which are suffix ma'isa behemoth, and you have to ask a rabbinic authority, what do you do with suffix ma'isa? Don't have to make 2 ma'isa behemoths. Nah, I have 1 is enough. 1 suffix ma'isa behemoth is enough. You don't need 2 ma'isa behemoths. And by each 10, I'm going to make a different door. So if I make a different, so what do I accomplish with a different door? Because all that come out from the same door will add up to the cheshbon. That was Taisva's cheshbon. That means if 9 came out, really 10 came out, but it's really 9, so the 11th will be the 10th. So I have ma'isa. So Taisva says, I have ma'isa. You also have a problem. You have 2 behemoths which you don't know which is ma'isa. Well, that's a problem. But the way, if everyone is going out through the same door, so Taisa says you're going to have, all of them are, you're going to have ma'isa behemoth. All of them get ma'isa behemoth. So how does minyan haroi come in? So So the Tosvish, the Sa'amikutzi, so he says, no, you're going to make different doors. We're not going to make so many Sofet Maisa Behemoth. For each 10, we're going to make a different door. So if we make a different door, so we have a cheshbon that from one of the doors could be that 9 went out. Only 9 went out. So memele, so why are they potter? That is potter als minyan haroi. That is what the Sar Mikutzi says. That's I've emphasized his kasha, that is pshat in Agamor. Taisus was overdates, Taisus did not understand pshat in the kasha. And in the Lashon HaGemara of Minyan Haroi. Now, let us see the middle Taisus that we skipped. Kofatz kulon peturim. Now, it says that if you had a monui that jumped in to the deer, so all of them a potter, well done potter, because it's a sirivade, but a sirisofik, that means you don't know which is really the 10, so there's no mitzvah maise bein. Taime li botel berube, li chayve kulu bemaise. Let it become bottle boy. Now we have to appreciate Taisvis Kasha. This is a Mirdika Taisvis. Taisvis says there should be a din of bittle boy. What does Taisvis mean, bittle boy? That means that I have, let's speak about spore numbers. I have 20 behemoths. Now one of the menuyim jumped back in. So let's say we have 3 came out. And I have now 17 left inside, and one is potter. And that's potter is gonna make a whole bunch of problems. But there are 16 that are chayev b'maisa behema. 16 are chayev. There's one that's potter for maisa behema. Taisvis is a concept of bittel b'roiv. Yovesh b'yovesh, you have 3 pieces of meat. One is treif, 2 are kosher. So then, it's happer, isali, is heter. Like the other paiskim, you can eat all 3 together. It's a din, bittel b'roi. The meat becomes bottle to the roi. There's such a din, a bittel. Vrektaisves, some emele, this monui, which is causing us an amount of problems. What's the problem? Because he's potter already. But you have 16, which are chayev. So let it become bottle, let this one become bottle to the 16, and it'll also become mechuyev. That is Taisvis Kasha. Now, when we see such a kasha, we have to understand that this is a meiridike Taisvis, which is very, very, very debatable. But now let's try to understand what we see from this Taisvis. The whole concept of bittel b'roiv was said to take off Isurim. That means I have 1 to 2 kosher pieces of meat, one piece of meat that's treif. So the mele, so the din of bittel b'roiv, it loses the issa. It loses the issa, just like the 2 amuta. So the also the piece of meat loses the issa. That is the din bittel b'roiv. Here, it's not talking about losing. We're putting on chiyuvim. That means this monui is potter for my behemoth, potter. Well, since I have 16 behemoths which are chayev, so it'll make this money about chiyuvim. There's a shaila in oinig yontev. But what is the din if you have, 3 chutim of tzitzis? One was nitva shaloi lishma, and 2 were nitva lishma. Can I use this for tzitzis? We'll do the same thing with shmura matzah. We'll do a lot of things with bittel. We'll make hamapeche. Do you say bittel to put on halachis and chiyuvim and mais and dinim on something that is yesod doesn't possess these milas? There's a shaila to say, if I'm not mistaken, there's a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba seems also to hold like this, that the shaila is, what if you have roiv? I have three chatiches of meat. Two are osa, two are chalev, one is shuman. And three chatiches. Is there a din, does the shuman become bottle b'roiv? And it's also chalev. Now I'll give to three people this piece of meat. I'll give the three people, each one I'll give a piece of meat and this fat. And now I'll tell them, all three were chalev. The one that is shuman also became chalev. There's a din bittul b'roiv. If bittul can not only take off isurim, it can put on dinim, so make the shuman chalev. If he can make a monui, that's part of a ma'isa b'ayim, he can make him chayv a ma'isa b'ayim, so bittul puts on dinim. Also, so you can have hetel nisapach liyisisa. Amir the Gezach will tell three people to bring a kolm chatos, because all three ate chalev. And dachsamir the amir the ketshuvas harashbe. The Rashba is amir the kekasha. The din of oshem tolui is, what's the case of oshem tolui? I have two pieces of fats in front of me. One is chalev, one is shuman. I ate one. I don't know which one I ate. Maybe it's the shuman, maybe it's the chalev. So I bring the noshem toli. That's the din. Frek the Rashba, these two pieces, one is bigger than the other, Mr. Tommy. You can't, not mamish. Let's say it could be one is bigger than the other. So frek the Rashba, so let's make a chashba and a nefesh. Which is the bigger one? Is the bigger one the chalev? Some emailers of the smaller one also became chalev. So both are chalev. Bottle b'roiv. If the bigger one is shuman, so the small one is also shuman. So when I ate now, I don't know if I ate chalev or shuman, but it's not ikve yisurim. The din of an oshem toli was only said, if I have one iser and one heter, did I eat the iser or the heter? No. The suffix is, did I eat Issa or Heta? It's not the Issa or the Heta. There's a din nesapach. How do you bring a noshem toli? That is a Rashba zakasha. Well, kaponim, let us appreciate Taisvus kasha. Taisvus just said there's a din bittel of nesapach that we can create from a chiyuv on an animal that's not mechuyuv. Fine. Taimah, the libotel beruba, the lechai vaykula bevaisa. So Taisa says, well, you're talking about a bittul. We have a whole bunch of klolim. In bittul, not everything becomes bottle. A dava shebeminyan doesn't become bottle. So they said, please, dava shebeminyan le bottle, haine midarabon. That's midarabon. I'm talking about minatayra. Minatayra making problems. Minatayra, it's bottle. It's the own machuya. So don't tell me dava shebeminyan. That's a darabon to condemn. The kavua nami ain't shayach. I will say no. There's no din bittul because it's kavua. They have a potter deke and a chayv deke. It's kavua. The kavua nami ain't shayach. El bedava shisa vehetan nikorim v'yiduim v'lo yodam eizen lokach. The whole din of kavua was only said when I know. Let's say I have 10 stores and I have 9 treif and 1 kosher. And I don't know which store I went to. So then there's a din called kavua kemechsa mechsadami, but bimkaima yitznika, which is treif and which is kosher. So, but over here, I don't know which is the money, which is not the money. I mean, Thesis is just proving, it made the whole, if you would say kavua, so I lost it in bittul b'chlau. How is chad betrei botul? It's one heter, and it's even as kavua. So the teretz is, and that shitas ha-Thesis, the whole din kavua is only if the heter and issa are nikah b'mkoymoy. I don't know where I went to. Then you say kol kavua kemetzim etzim. But if I don't know which is issa and which is heter, there's no din kavua. Fine. Now, uberia nami lehavi kideprishes. It's not a beria, and Taisus and Chulan says as far as that a beria is dafke, it's a certain issa, this is this, this is a gida anoshe, then it's called a belly. Some say an animal is not called a belly. Right. Now there's a big problem over here, and what's, and if it is a belly, they did a belly like bottle, it's also a drabonon. So just like Taisa said, a dovish abiminion is a drabonon, a belly is also a drabonon. This is a problem on Taisa. But let's go further. So Taisus is overdated. The ain loimar shleinisha be'ederak echot. So Taisus says, oh, I have a gemaldeke kimte. We're speaking about you had 10 behemoths. Now the ninth one jumped back in, and now you have 2 behemoths there. I have 2 behemoths. I don't know which is the tenth and which is the monoi. But it's not in bittul. Because you don't have Reivavi, you only have 1 behemoth. So Taisa says, Vein lema shlanisha beidara kecho de leke rube, de loshen lisoichon loimash mahochi. It says, kofet echot minamenuyim lisoichon. So lisoichon is a loshen rabim, means there were 2 there. Right? So Taisus has a problem, let us say, bittul b'roi. Taisus blabs by Akasha, and as we mentioned, but this Akasha is only based on the fact that you say bittul afilu to put on din. The Shita Mekabetzes asks a different Akasha. There's a Muradik Shita Mekabetzes over here. The Shita Mekabetzes asks a different Akasha. Shita Mekabetzes says, the Sita Mekabetzes is a different kasha. Nichbeshinu adenaydi, the name is called the Porish, Miruba Porish, Mikulam Chayorim Bemaisa. But she tests Hamur de Kekasha. Let's not talk about Bittul Boy. Bittul Boy is two times a portion is in Bittul to put on his own. But Taisus, Frek the Sita Mekabetzes like this. I have inside the deer, 1,000 behemoths. Morning, fine. So, Mamela, I'm gonna open up the deer now, and I'm gonna let them start running away. They start running away, fine. So now they're running. So now I'm gonna start counting. I'm gonna chap behemoths. This behemoth I'm gonna chap. Now, what is this behemoth? A money or not a money? Well, so there's a cloud called the Polish, Miruba Polish. So this one is not a money. This one is not a money. This one is not a, I have a birr of roiv that each one is not a money. Gevaldik. So my mail, I'm gonna have now a birr of roiv. The Rav says, you rely on roiv. So I have now a birr that each one is not a money. Mela, now I'll take all these not menuy and put them in a deer and then I'll make my sabayma finished. I have a birr of roiv called the Polish Miruba Polish. Not bitl b'roiv, aloi chacha. And for the Shita Mekabetzes, Amir de Keteres. The Yesh Loimal. The Afilu, the Kivin, the Chazinin. The Afilu Heche, the Yochel Asuri Mimonavshech. Potter, Mishum da Siri Vadi Omrach Monavla Yesiri Minasofik. Afilu Ki Amrinen Kol da Porish, Meruba Porish, Asiri Sofik Mikri. O Shetere Tire Sofik Zabi, Sum Kersiv Ache Rabu Lahatam. So the Shita Mekabetza says as follows. That means, Haloich Acha Haroiv. I'm gonna say now that I have a birur of Roiv. This one, Roiv tells me this one is not a money. Fine. Now, let's go on this one. Are you sure it's not a money? Well, the Torah says you go Basa Roiv. Zok the Shita Mekabetza says, Haloich Acha Haroiv is a din an hoge. But it's not a birur. That means I'm assuming that this one is not the money, because roiv are not the money. This is an assumption. This is an anhoge. But could you swear that this is not the money? Do you know bevada it's not the money? I don't know bevada it's not the money. I'm allowed to assume it's not the one. And for the Shita Mekabetze, so by Maisa Behime, assumptions and hugges are not applicable. You need to know Asiri Vadai. This is not an Asiri Vadai. That's what the Shita Mekabetze answers. And let us just say over Akasha that the Shmaitza asks, which is a Pachad Noira, and we'll say a Teretz. The Shmaitza asks to Meredik Akasha. The halacha is, Layovai Mamza Bekal Hashem. So the halacha is, Mamza Vadai is also Lovai Bekal Vadai. But a mamza vadai is muta lovoi with a suffix mamza. A suffix mamza and a vadai mamza are muta. You need a mamza vadai and a kal vadai. That's also. A suffix mamza is muta can mingle with anybody. A suffix mamza can marry a mamza. A suffix mamza can marry Israel. Fine. I have here a vadai mamza. I have a vadai mamza. I know Reuven was born in Eishesish. I know Klo. A mamza, a vadai mamza. He's a mahudadik a mamza l'chol adayis. He's a mamza. Fine. So now the Torah says, Alav l'yovei mamza b'kal Hashem. So I'll ask a shayla, for who is this mamza also to? To Klal Yisrael. What do you mean he's also to Klal? I got news for you. Klal Yisrael are all Sofik mamzerim. All Sofik mamzerim. Because the Gemara asks Akasha, Dilma Lav Ovivu, by each Yid that's born, so Dilma Lav Ovivu, maybe he's not a father, I mean, let's be realistic, maybe he's not a father. Zok the Gemara, Roy Bile Sacher Abba. No. Listen, Afilo, Roy Bile Sacher Abba. So every Yid is kosher. Why do I assume he's not a mamza? Alsoi, fragt der Schmeize, was der Schiete mit Gebetze, says in Bob Metzir. Der Reuf heißt nicht kein Wadai. Reuf heißt der Sofik. Oh, Reuf heißt der Sofik. So every Yid is a Sofik Mamza. Gewaltig. So, it's not a Wadai, not Mamza, he's a Sofik. Maybe he's a Mamza, but he's not a Mamza. So, in Meile, so how do you have that a Mamza? This is Meiredik. We will just matter, there is a Mamza. Azoi fragt die Schmeitze. Amir de Kekash. Enfer die Schmeitze, let us say the terrace of the Schmeitze, and then we're finished for the night. So the Schmeitze says as follows. There's a difference that what the Shita Bekebetze said, that Roiv is a Sofik, that's a Rube de Issa Kamon, but a Rube de Lesa Kamon is a Vadai. What is the Chilik? There's a Amir de Kechilik. Arube de Isekamon means as, let's talk at Arube de Isekamon. We have over here, we had 20 behemoths inside the deer. I don't know which is a money, which is not a money. So they start coming out. Let's Nefreshinev and Aydino, let them start coming out. And I'm going to take one of them. I'm going to ask the Rav, what is this one? Is he a money or not a money? So Be'etzim, it could very well be he's a money. I mean, it could be he's a money. I mean, there's a money here. I mean, the rabbis, each one is not a money. There's a money here. Could be this one is a money. There's a din, the Torah said, Aloicha, you can rely on Roiv. Since Roiv, you can assume that this one is not a money. You can assume that, but it is an assumption. It is not us. That's Aruba de Issa Kamon. Aruba de Lesa Kamon is a svore, not a haloche. Aruba de Lesa Kamon means, statistically, that children, it's not a haloche. Since Roiv Bile Sacher Abal, statistically, the children are not mamzerim, because, as the children are not mamzerim, because Roiv Bile Sacher Abal. That means that Afilu Naniach, that this issue was Mizane, but she was Zicha Nibble from her husband also. And Roy Bile Sacher Abal. So when I'm claiming the child that was it born from the Baal or from the Boil? So that's statistically, that's a Svore. That's not a Haloche. That means if there was five bilas from the Baal and one bila from the boil, and I'm clearing from which bila was she in the Sabah, Mistava, she was Nisaba from the five billas. This is a Svaridike Roiv. This is called Avadai. The whole din that the Shita Mekabetze said that it's called Asire Sofik is Dafka by Rubin de Ise Kamon, which in Yisod is not as far as Akzeris HaKosev. That the Shita Mekabetze says that's called Asire Sofik. But Asvaridike Roiv is called Avadai.